This is something that you can feel good about. It's helping animals in our community. The Oilers' latest 50-50 draw is a mega 50-50. It's been going on since January 9th. It ends on the 19th. And it's in support of four different organizations that help animals in our community. So Dogs with Wings is one of them, the Edmonton Humane Society, Zoe's Animal Rescue, and Second Chance Animal Rescue Society, also known as SCARS, is one of them. And we're talking with the intake coordinator, for SCARS. Amanda Annetz is joining the show. Not alone, though, we also have Maggie Shore, Devin Shore's wife. You might remember their dog Potter, who participated in the skills competition recently at Rogers Place. So, Maggie, Amanda, good morning. Thank you both for being here.
Thank you.
Good morning.
Hey, Maggie, why don't we start with you first? Why is it important for you as a member of this Oilers community to be involved in this, to help push the cause? Did you have a say in saying, hey, let's help out the animals of oil country? Well, what's been your role?
You know what? I can't take credit for this great idea, starting with the skills competition. But you know what? It's been a huge hit in oil country, and I'm proud to be able to kind of to talk on behalf of some of the families, the players, and the wives on how amazing it's been to help support these great causes.
Amanda, you're with SCARS. We mentioned SCARS is one of four organizations that are the beneficiaries from this Mega 50-50. Tell us specifically about your organization and what it is that you do.
Absolutely. We take over 2,000 animals in every single year, basically as many animals as our resources allow. So with this 50-50 from Oil Nation, we can intake more animals, which to us is like a dream come true.
How do you do that? Because do you have really a brick and mortar? It's more volunteers, is it not? Or like, how does your group work?
We hope right now with this 50-50 that more people will see SCARS and all the other amazing animal rescues and want to foster or volunteer their time. So with that, obviously the funds from the 50-50 will help get more engagement of more volunteers, more hands on deck, and more people willing to help us out with those animals in need. The requests are insane. Every day we get 5 to 10 surrenders, stray,
wow,
or abandoned requests every single day. So there's no limit. We just need more people to help us make that a reality.
Maggie, tell us about Potter's participation in the Oilers Skills Comp that we just saw.
Yeah, so it was her first one. She was a little bit, I think, too excited, and she loved some of the players that were on the ice, too. So I think she had a little bit of distraction, but I think towards the end, she finally saw Devin and she was able to run fast. But it was a great idea. It was great to see all the dogs getting all the attention.
What kind of dog is Potter?
She's actually a mini Labradoodle. She's just very small. She's about 21, 22 pounds.
Very cool.
So she's full grown, but very small.
When you first heard about this idea for the skills competition, because I don't know if they've done it anywhere else in the league, I've never seen it before. To me, that was the most fun that I've seen in a skills competition. Mm-hmm. And talk about, you know, just showing everybody in a human light. What was your first reaction when you heard about this and that your dog might be able to participate as well?
Absolutely. So I was a little bit jealous that I wasn't able to be there and see it in person. But I think it's just a great idea because dogs are a big part of everybody's family, especially here with the guys. And it's good to show kind of like their own little personal touch on it, just besides the guys that they have dogs too, and just different personalities, obviously Hugo, Lenny, and the other dogs that were there too. And it's great. It's just good fun and kind of got the crowd engaged.
I mean, I think it was definitely the highlight of the event. The Rough Rough Relay is really what got everyone talking, and it was definitely all over social media for the next few days. People loved it, which is a really great sign for this Mega 50-50. I mean, oil country, we love animals. And I want to clarify with you, Amanda, when we're talking about SCARS, we're not just talking about dogs, right? You're talking about all animals across the board, right?
We do dogs, cats, kittens, and puppies, yes. So the four kind of groups of that, but there's no limit to that. We do get requests for like rabbits and that. We have very minimal foster homes that do assist sometimes with that.
Or maybe you can send people in the right direction. Either way, how much of a problem is, like, is there any idea why the numbers of surrenders or strays being found seems to be up? Why are you guys so busy?
Oh, goodness. It's just, our whole goal is to prevent overpopulation. And every time we feel like we get into a community and we we master that community and we get everyone spayed and neutered, we turn to the next community and they're just struggling the same. So I don't think I could pinpoint exactly the reason why. I think our biggest thing is to educate and just preach to people the importance of spaying and neutering your animals. A free animal on Kijiji is not a free animal. And encouraging just people, yeah, spay, neuter, vaccinate, and microchip every single animal that you own or care for. That would help out all rescues a ton.
Well, there still are a few more days to get in on this Mega 50-50. It ends January 19th. You can go to edmontonoilers.com/50-50. Maggie, just to summarize from your perspective as a dog owner, why is this such an important 50-50 to take part in? Why should people buy a ticket?
Yeah, like I said, dogs are a huge part of our family, and it's really hard hearing kind of what Amanda's saying. So you just want to help out as much as possible. So I know the oil country really loves and gets behind their 50-50. So I'm really hoping, and it looks like they're doing it already, that we can raise a bunch of money.
And Amanda, one more note for you. You volunteer. Are you an employee, or do you work with? You're a volunteer, are you not?
I am employed via SCARS, but I also volunteer my time too. So it's a little of both. I would say I spend about 80 hours a week doing this. So,
oh, wow.
There's no limit to the amount of animals. The requests are 24/7, which is the hard part. So we're always on the go. Always, always.
Well, we can't thank you enough for doing the incredible work that you're doing. And of course, Maggie, to you as well for helping get the message out. Hopefully this 50-50 is going to be a big one and can really add a nice injection of cash to those four different organizations. Amanda, Maggie, thank you both so much for being with us this morning.
Thank you.
Canada may be known for its landscapes and friendly people, but beneath the surface lies a darker side of crime, history, and the paranormal. Since 2017, the award-winning Dark Poutine podcast has explored the shadowy corners of the Great White North and beyond, delivering chilling tales from a uniquely Canadian perspective. Hosted by Mike Brown and Matthew Stockton, with over 300 episodes and fresh releases every Monday, Dark Poutine is your weekly ticket to the creepier side of Canada. Listen to Dark Poutine on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts.